Blog Talk Radio.
Psychologist, numerologist, Brenda Berry.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
And so today our show is about current events, and I'm telling you, so much was going on. It was a busy week this week in the world, so we've got a lot to talk about. First off, I'd like to let everybody know my website is changing, but if you want a psychic reading, you can reach me at Lennis44@hotmail.com. Lennis44@hotmail.com, and I still do psychic readings Monday through Friday, 11 in the morning till 5 p.m. in the evening Pacific Standard Time or Daylight Time. So please, you know, I'm doing the psychic readings, y'all, anytime. Just feel free to come aboard. Also, I want to announce that Brenda has a show on Fridays at 3:30 called Film Conscious. What is it, Brenda?
Film Conscious Feelings.
Yes, Film Conscious Feelings every Friday at 3:30. And Brenda talks about from the movies. And we discuss the movie, how it's relevant to our lives today. So, and I'll have Brenda talk about that again toward the end of the show. Now, birthdays for this week, we've got Miles. And I want to tell Miles happy birthday. He's a beautiful young man, and I just love his parents dearly. And so I'm wishing him a happy birthday. I hope you should do your birthday all week, Miles, and just throw down. And happy birthday
yeah.
to my niece Squeaks in California. She's a famous comedian. She's well known throughout the West Coast. So Squeaks, happy birthday, girlfriend. Happy birthday to Michael Powers. He's a famous musician here in Washington State. Sung happy birthday to me in a jazzy way, which was really beautiful. But anyway, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Art Davis, good friend of the family. And it's an early happy birthday, but we will be doing a show next Sunday with my sister, who will be turning 84. So, which is going to be great. I'm going to tell you right now, you need to turn in because I'm going to be asking her questions of her 84 years on this earth, from politics, economics, to family dynamics. So be sure and join us next Sunday. And happy birthday to my sister, Liz. And also happy birthday to all cancers. Cancer began on the 21st, which was, summer solstice, I guess, or first day of spring or summer. That's what it was. So happy birthday to all the cancer people. Also, make a note, folks, on your calendar, we will be beginning Mercury retrograde. That's correct. I'm not for sure what sign it's in. I'll have more information for you probably by next Sunday. But anyway, Mercury retrograde, mark it on your calendar, begins June 26th. That's June 26th to July 20th. So mark your calendar, 6:26 to 7:20. Okay. Now, that's all that I have as far as announcements. First up, Brenda, was there anything that you wanted to, any announcements that you had?
Well, we have a birthday for our cousin over in Portland tomorrow. So Ronnie's going to.
Oh, yes, Ronnie. Oh, my God. Happy
yeah,
birthday,
old
Ronnie.
Man Ronnie. Old man Ronnie is celebrating his birthday tomorrow.
That's right. I'm so sorry. How could I forget? You know, girl, I just sent the cards off. So happy birthday, Ronnie Cardenas. I hope you have a wonderful birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, while you're getting old.
That's the truth. So thank you for that, Brenda. Okay,
yeah.
Well, the first thing that I want to talk about is, which earlier Brenda and I were talking on the phone, is I just found out that Nelson Mandela is in critical condition. News report from the South African government. So I'm going to read a little bit and then we'll say something afterwards. Former South African President Nelson Mandela's condition deteriorated to critical on Sunday today. The government said 2 weeks after the 94-year-old anti-apartheid leader was admitted to hospital with a lung infection. I don't know if y'all realize it, but he's been fighting pneumonia for a couple of months now. President Jacob Zuma and the deputy leader of the ruling African National Congress, Sibo, visited Mandela in his Pretoria hospital, where doctors said his condition has worsened in the last 24 hours. The doctors are doing everything possible to get his condition to improve and are ensuring that Mandela is well looked after and is comfortable. It is said, referring to Mandela by his Klan name. Mandela, yeah, who became South Africa's first black president in 1994, was rushed to the hospital on June 8th with a reoccurrence of lung infection. His fourth hospitalization, in 6 months. Until Sunday, official comments had described his condition as serious but stable, although comments last week from Mandela's family members and the presidential successor suggest he was on the mend. The description of his condition as critical is bound to concern South Africans' 53 million people, most of whom revered Mandela as the architect of the powerful transition to democracy after three centuries of white domination. However, since stepping down in 1999 after one term in office, he has played little role in public life. His last public appearance was at the final of the Soccer World Cup in Johannesburg Soccer City Stadium in July 2010. Mandela's history of long problems dates back to his time of Robben Island Prison near Cape Town. He was released in 1990 after 27 years and went on to serve as president from 1994 to 1999. So I want to say from the staff at the show of In the Studio that our prayers are with you, Mandela, and your family as well. And we are definitely hoping for the best, that, you know, you will recover and things will get better. Brenda, yeah, did you have anything to say?
Well, I was just at his website, Nelson Mandela Center of Memory, and they were talking about Nelson Mandela Day. That's apparently, this was the fourth year that they've celebrated that on actually on June 19th, which is Juneteenth Day in America.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be a huge day for most people in the world. I mean, I don't think it's just for African Americans. It's for people for justice and equity, whoever you are. So it's just a very great man who, you know, showed his greatness by not engaging in violence, you know, to exact change. And like I believe all great leaders do, they don't feel the need to actually harm other people to institute an idea.
Amen.
So... yes, but he said, they have on his website that he stated on the 20th that he was prepared to die. So this isn't a sad thing for him, to me. I think it's, I believe that he's spiritually ready. I believe he feels that he's done his spiritual job here on this earth. And I think we should celebrate, instead of being sad, we should celebrate his life and the changes.
Amen, of course.
That's what I believe and the way I tend to look at things. So.
Yes, well, I agree.
Certainly take a moment to say a prayer that as he transitions, it's a smooth and joyful one.
Amen. Yep. I agree. Thank you so much for that. Well,
okay.
And it's entertainment news.
Not my favorite.
Serena Williams said, what? The tennis phenomenal is battling the press as she claims that her words are not only out of context, but may not even be accurate, y'all. During an interview, Serena comments on the rape case in which a teenager who attended a party was drinking alcohol. The teenager was raped, and two of the partygoers were convicted of both rape and posting the pictures of the intoxicated victim on the internet. Rolling Stone reports that Williams seems to suggest the girl was at fault by drinking and continuing to drink at the party. Williams took to social media and released a statement of apology. She says she didn't even believe she was quoted accurately, but would never suggest a rape victim being at fault. I sure in the hell hope not, Serena. Williams also said she would reach out to the victim and her family as well. Well, I sure hope so. And for anybody else, rape has not happened to you or that you know of that has happened to someone, family, friend, or extended, whatever, it is not something that you say a flippant response about, believe me. So think about your words when somebody mentions that and how you're going to respond. Okay.
Wow.
Secondly, and this kind of hit everybody, we remember actor James Gandolfini, a.k.a. Tony Soprano. James Gandolfini passed away this week in Italy from a massive heart attack. The iconic actor won 3 Best Actor Emmys as the organized crime patriarch in the runaway hit HBO drama The Sopranos. Ironically, it was 6 years ago this month that The Sopranos ended its run. Gandolfini was working on his HBO comeback with a drama called Criminal Justice, and he was working steadily in films. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie hailed Gandolfini as a fine actor and true Jersey guy. Gandolfini, was 51 years old. Ooh, excuse me, I got the hiccup. Sorry, audience. 51 years old. I truly enjoyed him. I'm going to tell you, I was a fan of Sopranos from the beginning to the end. And I thought he was a really good actor, and I thought the show was excellent.
Wow.
Water. So with that, our prayers go out to his family and the people that were on the show of The Sopranos. And James, rest in peace. I mean, you did your best. And the reports, if anybody's curious about what happened, what did he die of, it was a heart attack. No drugs or alcohol or anything. He just had a heart attack. And we all know he was overweight, so I'm sure that probably was a plausible cause. So. Okay, well, let's see what's happening with Miss Paula Deen. Paula Deen said, what? TV's favorite celebrity chef, Paula Deen, has come clean again. Deen and her son, Bubba, are being accused of violence, discrimination, and racism in the workplace by Lisa Jackson, a former employee at their Savannah Seafood Eatery. Jackson is suing Deen. Deen released a statement that she's looking forward to her day in court. Deen did admit to using the N-word on occasions, including when she worked at a bank and a robber put a gun to her head. Really? Deen couldn't clearly recall the other times. Okay, then.
No?
Paula Deen, you did 3 videos to apologize for the things that you have said on your show because, you know, the Food Network fired her. But she's done 3 different YouTube videos apologizing. It's like, you know what? You said it. Confess up to it and be straight. Stop playing games with your bullshit. Paula Deen, it's come to an end, okay, between your diabetic bullshit and all the other stuff. So, you know, just fess up and be honest. Look, the truth will set you free, girlfriend. You said it, okay, you apologize, move on, okay. And that's that.
Yeah, they had a discussion about that on Bill Maher, which is kind of interesting. And Bill said, you know, people make mistakes, and he was saying, do we really need to fire people immediately? And there was a panel member, and he said, yes, if you're going to do that kind of thing, then, you know, you might risk losing your job. And, you know, just because the job is on television or world known doesn't make any difference. I mean, she apparently admitted, didn't she admit that she made those comments? I believe she admitted recently that she did make those comments. And so that's why the Food Network dropped her off, but,
And her employees are coming forward, too. Go ahead, Brenda. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's some really strange things that go on with familiarity between people that you're around all the time. There are things you say that you wouldn't say to the world, and then somebody can take that out of context. Does it mean it's appropriate? No. I don't believe it's appropriate to use for anybody. It is just no point in it. Although, being an African-American person, I've heard it time and time again within the African-American community. And I just, I don't think that it's appropriate any more than it's appropriate for, look, I doubt that James Gandolfini would say to any of his Italian cohorts, call them a WOP, which is just as bad, as my Sicilian's best friend tells me all the time. It's just, what is the point for it? You know, even if you're angry.
Yeah.
Michael Richards from Seinfeld pulled that when he was on Comedy Stage, and he called a couple of guys that who were heckling him that. And it just, for me, it's not so much that somebody says it because it's a planned thing, like you're making fun of the word, but the fact that you would do it when you're angry, maybe Paula did it when she was angry, if that's the case, that's more disturbing, because that's an automatic response, which means it's there, and maybe most of the time you're trying to hide it. So there's a lot of things about that that are a little bothersome. Whether she should be fired, I really don't know. I think that if it's the policy of that company, then yes. If it isn't the policy and they're just trying to do this to try to save face, well, they're probably just as creepy as she is, and probably why, it was always a match.
Come on. Because their damage control didn't work. Yeah.
The Food Network, it's, whatever it is, somebody made a point on that show, which I still find hilarious, that what's disturbing about the Food Network is all these people turn it into this big, it's almost like you're watching games or you're going to a casino event to watch food being cooked, but he said most people aren't cooking at home real food themselves. They go get pre-made foods, or they go to restaurants, or, they're not even cooking at home the way that, they go on and on, they do with the show. So, do I really care if she got fired? Not really. I don't watch the Food Network. But my guess is if she's got so many fans that love her no matter how she behaves or talks, which seems obvious, she's going to land on her feet anyway.
Yeah, there are.
She'll land on her feet anyway.
Yeah, and she may. I mean, some of them.
I mean,
them
those people
have.
She pulled in the Neelys give me the creeps. I can't. It was. They're embarrassing to me as an African American, but people love them, and I think they sort of like that sort of jigaboo attitude. I can't. I just don't. I don't see that. My family's from the South. Shreveport, Louisiana, and I've never heard them talk or act like that once. But it perpetuates the stereotype that black folks, down-home black folks, talk like that.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. So, and that's probably why people like them, because it helps them to maintain the stereotype that makes them feel superior.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, we want to give a congratulations out to three pregnancies. The first one is Halle Berry and her fiancé, French actor Oliver Martinez, are expecting a boy baby this fall. Martinez says their son will be a U.S. citizen, so congratulations to them. And also, we got to give congratulations to Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, they had their baby girl. She arrived last week, and the baby arrived a month early. Mother and child are doing fine, and they named their child already Northwest. Of course, Kanye's last name is West, and they thought it would be good, so it's North, middle initial, E period, West. They don't have a middle name for the child yet, but Northy West. Well, out of my curiosity, y'all, I'm going to have to take this a little further. I looked that up. Well, come to find out, there's been three men, and they're all white, and they're kind of up in age, and they were named Northwest by their parents, one by his father, the other two by their parents, and they've had their names all their lives, and some they found it to be enjoyable, some comical or whatever, but yeah, it's a difference. So their comment, because these three men that they found that were also named Northwest, they asked them how did they feel, and they thought, well, they don't know about for a girl, but, you know, there's three men that are named Northwest, so now she's the first girl named Northwest. Now, I don't know if that has anything to do with Beyonce and Jay-Z, because they named their baby Blue Ivy, and I'm just saying this flipping off the cuff. When Blue Ivy gets to be 14, I'm sure she's going to say, why did they name me Blue when I look yellow? But anyway, I'm just being flippant. Okay. They call her Blue Ivy, and she's high yellow, but anyway. But irregardless, congratulations to Kanye West and Kim Kardashian to their baby. And then we have one more, and that is Tamar Braxton and her hubby, Vince Herbert, have named their new baby Logan Vincent Herbert. And in other news, she also has a new daytime talk show that will be coming. So congratulations to them and congratulations to her talk show. I hope everything will go well for them. And that's all I have in entertainment news for today. Now, for sports, I'll just give a quick recap on the MLB, Major League Baseball. Okay, so for Cincinnati, these are finals. Oakland over, no, Seattle beat Oakland. Yay, Seattle Mariners. We beat Oakland 6-3 in the final. ARI is over Cincinnati. Cincinnati beat ARI 4-2. Minnesota over Cleveland 5-3. Toronto over Baltimore 13-5. Man, they stomped them guys. Detroit over Boston 7-5. COL, I guess that's Colorado, 7 over Washington 6. New York M, I don't know. See, you know I'm missing shop. 8-0 was the final with Philadelphia. So New York over Philadelphia, 8-0. Tampa Bay, 3 over New York Yankees, 1. Chicago, 6 over Kansas City, 7. Atlanta Braves, 7 over Milwaukee, 4. And Chicago beat Houston, 14-6. What? And Miami beat San Francisco 7-2, and that's what I have for the baseball scores. Also, we want to give a congratulations. I know it's early, but it's probably in granite now that the Celtics are going to get Doc Rivers for coach next year. So congratulations to you, Doc Rivers. We knew you were going to get it, but I think it's pretty good deal that is going to happen now. So good for you. Well, with that, oh, hold on, we got a call. Area code 917, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. This.
Hi, how are you? It's Tina.
Hi, Tina. How you doing, girlfriend?
I'm fine. Yeah. I'm just calling to listen. I'm sorry. Is that a TV going,
well,
somebody,
fine.
Or what's
going on? Quick break.
Yeah, hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Okay. Go ahead and listen. That's fine, honey. Glad to have you on board. I'll put you back on mute. Okay, so anyway, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes to discuss more news, what's going on this week. So thank you for joining us today, and it's in the studio with Linus and Brenda. So be back in about 5 minutes, y'all. Don't go too far now. Stay with us. It's a good show today.
Thank you.
welcome back, everybody. We're back after our break. You're in the studio with Linus, and my co-host today is Brenda, and we're talking about current events. The show
and
is
you
brought
forgot
to you by
one.
The Essence of Success.com. You can get psychic readings from me at Linus44@hotmail.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Standard Time. Okay, well,
now,
Brenda and I were.
You were doing sports, but you left out one real huge one.
Uh-oh, what's that, girl?
Game 7, end of the game, end of the series.
Oh,
you missed
yes.
that.
Congratulations to the Miami Heat. Yes, they won 2 in a row, y'all. That was a good series. Oh, my God, that was a good series. I watched that to the very end. That was a good game. Good series, period. Game's good. What were you going to say, Brenda?
No, I was just, I kept expecting you to say it before you went to break, and you didn't. I thought that was strange for you, because you and basketball.
Hey, you know that's true, huh? No, that's right. I love the NBA. Yes, well, congratulations, and both teams played quite well. They really did. They played well all the way to the very end. So congratulations, Miami. You got 2 in a row. I think y'all trying to build a legacy like Chicago, huh? Gone with it.
Yeah,
now.
Is that what, like twice? Yeah, twice. That's pretty good. Okay, well,
good
moving
for them,
on to what you were going to say.
Oh, no, I was getting ready to talk about, only because it's humorous, but, I mean, we're going to get on serious stuff, too, that happened. But this guy has a coffin for sale on Craigslist with a surprise inside. Well, and Iowa police have a bone to pick with a local man who's trying to sell a coffin on Craigslist. David Bergstrom from Council Bluffs, Iowa, is selling an oak coffin for $12,000, y'all, on Craigslist to help fund the now-defunct Council Bluffs chapter of the International Order of Odd Fellows, a fraternity that advocates for giving money to the poor. Well, there's a catch, y'all. There's a skeleton inside the coffin, okay? They were just there as long as the skeleton has been there as long as anyone can remember. If they have papers of origination, that would be okay to own. Bersham said lodge records show the skeleton was donated by a doctor, y'all, in the 1880s. The remains were sent to the Iowa State Medical Examiner, but, you know, they ain't going to be able to identify that. So, anyway, Bersham doesn't care what happens to the bone. He just wants to sell the coffin and preserve what he can for his organization. I'm ready to will and deal on it, he said. I'd like to get those taxes paid.
Wow.
So, that is my story for that, okay?
That's we've apparently shifted into this strange news category, huh?
No, I'm not going to do news of the weird. It's just I couldn't believe it was too funny. You're selling a coffin on Craigslist. I didn't think anything could get worse than Costco selling coffins. You can go in Costco and get your coffin now. So I didn't think it could be worse than that. But you're selling them on Craigslist. Okay then.
I'm sure that Craigslist will sell just about people probably sell their soul on Craigslist. You probably can buy anything off Craigslist.
Well,
used to be there was a store you could buy anything from. Was that Harrods? I can't remember what store it was,
London.
But it used to be a store like if you wanted anything, you told them what it was you wanted, they would secure it. But
I think it's Harrods in London. You're correct.
Yeah. But now I think they got a running mate with Craigslist. Because it seemed like you can buy anything off that crazy place.
Yeah. Amen. Well,
right,
I want us to discuss, because the top news story this week, beside James Gandolfini, has been about Edward Snowden. You know,
okay.
The United States spy whistleblower. Have you heard anything about that? It's really good. The former National Security Agency contractor, Edward Snowden, left Hong Kong today after the city rejected a U.S. warrant for his arrest as China filed a protest over the hacking program he revealed. Hong Kong's decision and China's protests underscore growing diplomatic tensions over Snowden, who flew to Hong Kong a month ago, and the program that he claimed involved surveillance, Americans hacking of Chinese and Hong Kong targets. In a commentary yesterday, the official Zahu News Agency reported that Snowden's revelations demonstrated that the United States has turned out to be the biggest villain in our age. The United States government will be irate with their Hong Kong counterpart, Simon Young, a law professor at the University of Hong Kong, said in an email. He said the United States may even question whether Hong Kong government was acting in good faith pursuant to the treaty's obligation. Well, now Snowden is booked, y'all, on a flight to Venezuelan capital of Caracas through Moscow and Havana, according to an Aeroflot official who asked not to be identified. He is headed to the Democratic Nation to seek asylum, accompanied by diplomats and legal advisors from WikiLeaks. Hello. The anti-secrecy group said in a statement on its website today, Mr. Snowden requested that WikiLeaks use its legal expertise and experience to secure his safety. So, China is seriously concerned about the recent disclosure of United States-related institutions hacking into China's internet. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hu Ao said in a statement posted on the ministry's website today, we have already filed a diplomatic protest to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, yeah, I think that this is one of those situations where there's so much going on, and if anybody sees this as just a white and black situation, then they're just being sort of juvenile. You think to yourself that, well, you know, we need to know that the USA is doing this, da 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 da. But it's interesting that people will talk like that, and yet they love these world poker player, you know, $1 million games. And you know, if you're into poker, which apparently has taken off all over the world, everyone wants to play it, that what you wouldn't want to play your hand. You wouldn't want to lay your hand down for everybody to see and expect to win a game. It's impossible for us to live in a world where everybody knows every time that we walk to the toilet. And then yet to have some sort of leverage in life just to be able to stand. But by the other side of the coin, which makes this even more difficult, is, you know, if we're constantly being, you know, under surveillance, you know, even if we're not doing anything, you know, what exactly is this surveillance for? And then we get to the next, even bigger question, who makes that determination? You know, where do you draw the line? Especially when, you know, it is known that there have been terrorist cells and regimes and organizations that have been thwarted because of what NSA has done. It does not make them perfect. But who among us are perfect? I mean, the things we do, whoever you are probably antithetical to somebody else. It may not work for somebody else's life, but there it is. If we all meshed perfectly and everything we did worked out well for everybody, we wouldn't be involved in all these little wars across the globe.
Well, yeah, but they want, well, listen to this, Brenda. U.S. investigators are probing how Snowden copied highly classified materials and disseminated them to two news outlets, Brenda. The documents disclosed NSA operation was trying to obtain records of phone calls by Americans to spy on internet communications. Just what you're saying. So, you know, we're going through here in Washington State about the drone controversy.
Yeah.
About the police using the drone here. So,
I mean,
yeah,
and then,
but,
you know, for, you know, and here's the other thing is the fear mongering that is being raised about Snowden. It's like you wanting WikiLeaks to help protect him legally, you know, for fear for his life, you know, for his safety. For his safety in what way? You know, if what you're doing is so above board and so okay, then why would you need it? What do you think there's going to be like, what's his name? Is he going to be, there's some sniper that's walking around just ready to shoot you out? It's like, come on. It's like that guy could have been taken out so many places before now. What safety? The U.S. isn't going to act on him. And any disgruntled Americans who feel like he's actually harming our country, most of them aren't going to act on him either. Not at the rate of where he's moving and where he's going. How many people do you know of in the United States or are likely to, like, let me go just follow this guy so that I can get the one shot to take him out? And here's the other thing. Do we think this is the end? I mean, one
no,
thing that we
more and more information is...
Right.
More and more information is coming. I mean, come on, The Guardian, the English newspapers... said that the British spy agency, GCHQ, was tapping a global network of phone and internet cables. And they were sharing that information with the NSA. So, come on.
Yeah.
His
it's
best option
keeps
is
going
to,
on. And people just, you know, here's the thing. People, everybody wants to be out there. You know, they're out there. They're taking pictures. Nobody wants a phone that doesn't have a video
camera
capability or a picture-taking capability, and everything that they see or that they come across, it immediately goes to their internet or their Facebook or their tweet or whatever. So, I mean, we're living in a world that's perpetuating having no privacy, and then we want to complain when somebody takes it without our permission. Even though people are out taking pictures of people in their private lives just because you're there, and then they're posting it, like, look at this buffoon. Or, you know, remember the boy who killed himself because somebody posted that he was having a date with another guy or kissing another guy.
Oh.
And they think it's funny. And then, you know, if we're willing to accept that kind of behavior for ourselves, but then we don't think that the government has the ability to do the same thing, and then this guy Snowden, this is the thing that cracks me up. Snowden and WikiLeaks, the people that are there, they feel they have rights to privacy, yet they're taking the privacy of our government and, you know, splaying it out for the world. Where is the logic exactly?
Yeah.
Us and them?
Because they're doing the same thing, and even in a broader spectrum than an individual like Snowden.
Exactly.
You know, they are. Mm-hmm. The Washington Post and The Guardian both cited classified documents reported that the FBI and the NSA under the PRISM program, and I've been hearing a lot about that lately, has tapped into the central servers of 9 U.S. internet companies, extracting audio and video chats, Brenda, and photographs and email documents and connection logs. So see, you're right on point, girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're right on point. Like, you don't know who is watching who and why. I mean, it's... it's almost like a vicious circle that turns around and come back and slap you in your face. Like, where is the privacy? And do we want to stop whistleblowers? I don't think so. We need whistleblowers to expose certain things about our government or agencies that are going on that we're not aware of, you know, that we think are protecting us, and maybe they aren't. Or, you know, it's so hard, like you say, in the world that we live in now, everything is just out there. It's almost like the information highway has diarrhea, and there's no way to stop it.
Well, the information highway is basically a culmination of the people who use it.
Yeah, it is, but I'm saying that there's, when people try to stop certain things to get on the internet or whatever, you can't.
Well, because this is a situation where technology was worshipped to the point where it's like, just let it be free. And then afterwards, you look back and you think, oh, wait a minute. Maybe nuclear bombs could actually be harmful for us. Maybe we better stop, you know, making nuclear bombs. Oh, let's see, nuclear power plants. There might be a safety factor. That's a problem. And then it's like, how do you stop that? I mean, look at what we have in our state. We still have the nuclear power, you know, mess. And the thing is,
and
you need to shut it down.
And there's a possibility here, Brenda, that it may be leaking. Hello, did you hear that the other
thing.
Day?
You shut it down, and then what? How do you prevent leakage? You know, how do you prevent somebody not coming in there and doing something to that property to make it worse? So you... It's a situation where hindsight is better than foresight, but there it is. And that's the part where people who are ethical and tend to be philosophers, ethical philosophers, constantly trying to tell people to think before you leap, because when you you may not be able to jump back. But we're in a world that wants to progress as fast as technology is progressing. There's that. There's a great quote from the movie, I guess it was Jurassic Park. And the Jeff Goldblum character, he was saying, they were talking about scientists, and he said, yes. He said, you know, you stand on the shoulders of other scientists, and, you know, to do what you do, but your people are just wanting to do, they're so excited about what they can do, they don't take the time to think about whether they should do it. And this is a simple case of that exact quote. You know, WikiLeaks, Snowden, anybody else who's, you know, what is their real end game? WikiLeaks claims that their end game is because they think the U.S. is wrong. So I ask, so, you know, this guy would never ever, the guy who's the head of WikiLeaks, he never talks about the things he's done wrong or being found out about his personal life. He's not Mother Teresa. And he doesn't like the invasion into his privacy. But he's willing to do this to the United States because he's got some agenda. Snowden has an agenda. Maybe his agenda is really to be as apparently famous as he's becoming at the moment. But of course he's not going
to. Or to
that.
Let people know how the United States or these different agencies are spying on the American people.
Well, that's what he says. But come on. People say what they think they think you want to hear. But is there ulterior motives going on? I have to ask myself, when you see things that blow up like this, you know, where was the moment where he goes to the U.S. and says, hey, you know, I've come across this information and I just don't think it's right. And I really believe, I've let somebody else know in case something happens to me, but I really believe that you need to start to do something about this, stop this, or I am going to go to the public. you know, I'm wondering, you know, why these people feel the need to just throw it all out there. So and the other thing is, Linda, come on. Did you really think your government wasn't spying on you in some way? Let's say 10 years ago, did you think that your government wasn't apprised to what your moves were? Really? You're not that stupid. And I don't believe the government, I don't believe the people in this country are that stupid. We like to not think about it, right? It's easier to not think about it. And it's easier for us to believe that our government is peachy pie clean.
Yeah, we know better than that. Guantanamo Bay taught us that.
They're okay, come on. There's even more stuff going on that we don't know about that would just terrify us. I mean, we don't want to know about how they kill our bacon. We don't want to know how they kill our, you know, pork chops and everything else. You know, that's supposed to be done somewhere else where we don't have to look at it.
Or know about it.
You know, that's, yeah. So this kind of stuff, this is nothing new. And it's, and I guess, you know, when the NSA director says this is causing us irrevocable damage, what Snowden doesn't seem to care about is it's actually, you know, it's losing what little leverage we have. I mean, just, yeah. Why don't you go present all the information that's happening in all the other countries? You know, if you're going to do this, then just lay it low for everybody. Okay, I'm getting ready to do a WikiLink on all the great nations in this country, in the world. And let's just all look at it side by side. Do you see any of these nutballs doing that? Why is that? Yeah, why is it the U.S.? If he doesn't have an ulterior motive, if he doesn't have his own agenda, why is it strictly the U.S.? Do you really possibly believe no other country is doing these things?
Oh, no, they brought about, Britain is too, yeah. They brought it out about Britain. And he's also saying that it was done in China and Japan.
Snowden was releasing this for all these countries.
Snowden was the first one to bring it forward. I'll put it like that.
Yeah, but is Snowden doing it? He's providing this information about the U.S. Is he providing it again for every country? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I see what you're saying.
It's like somebody saying they're not prejudiced and they don't have an agenda, but for some reason they only get stopped and pulled over because they're black. And you could say, well, I'm not profiling. So Snowden's not profiling the U.S. No, that's not happening. Snowden is just, you know, he's just being a good citizen, just letting us know this information. Well, if you want to let people know information, why don't you make it for everybody?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got an agenda because he's targeting somebody.
Somebody probably pissed him off, and he said, okay, I'm going to go forward with this information now.
Or he wants to be important, and he's not an important person in his mind. You know, serial killers do the same thing. I want to be important. Start killing people, you know, they're thinking about racking up numbers or maybe, you know, setting out their signature. We're not, you know, serial killers who do that kind of stuff, this is an artistic thing in their mind. They're not painting. They're killing, you know, and they're creating their quote-unquote persona, their name. Snowden has pretty much done this for himself. You know, maybe he wants a job. I don't know what he wants. But his agenda is awfully targeted if it's just about, he's not saying people need to just really watch their governments. He's targeting the U.S. WikiLeaks is doing the same thing. You know, although WikiLeaks targeted a lot of different things. It just, for once, I would like to see that if somebody was like, look, I don't have any maliciousness towards your country. Here's the information for all the countries. You know, but no, I mean, you know, he could have came out with this after he'd gotten everybody's information. But that's
yep,
not happening.
That's true. That's true.
So you have to really look at what's going on and everything that's going on. You've got to look at the big picture. There is no easy answer. It's, you know, we can all sit back and say, I don't think that's right. But what part isn't right? And what aspect of it isn't right?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do about it? Like you said, how do you stop it? How do you stop the diarrhea? I think there comes a point where what do they say? Past the point of no return.
Yep. You're so right. Yeah. Well, the other thing big that happened this weekend was the moon, the super moon of 2013 to dominate the weekend sky. I want y'all to know I went out last night to see the moon. Here in Washington, we had way too many clouds. Too many clouds.
They rolled in at the last minute. Because we had a very clear day all day yesterday.
I know. Clouds, Washington. The largest and brightest full moon of the year is set to dominate the sky this weekend, and here's what you'll need to know about the super moon. The weekend moon is set to be the largest and the brightest. It occurs as the moon reaches its closest point to the Earth, called perigee, on Sunday. This relatively close brush coincides with the moon entering its fullest phase. It doesn't matter where you are, the full moon you're seeing will be the biggest for 2013. That 12% size difference can mean as much as 30% change in the brightness, so there will be a particularly bright super moon. However, scientists have dismissed the idea that the closer than usually proximity of the moon can cause strange behavior or natural disasters. Now, for those who missed this weekend supermoon, perhaps due to adverse weather conditions, hello, we'll have to wait until August 2014 for the next one.
They call this the Buffalo
Moon. I've actually had a weekend, so maybe I'll try again tonight, Brenda, and go out and see if I can see if the clouds are not too heavy over us.
Well, according to the Omaha tribe, this is called the Buffalo Moon.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that they feel about it or thinks it's exciting as well?
I'm just looking at the June. They call it the June. It's the June moon from different cultures and what they call it, the different Native American tribes. The Lakotas call it Making Fat Moon. And the Potawatomi call it Turtle Moon. Mohawk call it the Ripening Moon. Sioux call it Green Grass Moon. And in Taos, they call it the Corn Tassel Moon.
Huh.
But my favorite is the Omaha. I like the Buffalo Moon. Choctaw call it Windy Moon. And Dakota calls it Ripe Berries. And the Cree call it Leaves Moon. So, yeah, interesting. I mean, there's more, but, you know, that's enough. You know, in relation to, it's just a beautiful moon. It's beautiful to see.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And to round out our current events, I want to do it with a good story. Do y'all remember about a year ago the bus driver that was bullied? The Bullock bus monitor, she's using those donations. Well, let me just say, after receiving more than $700,000 in donations following the release of a viral video of her being viciously taunted by a group of middle school students, Karen Klein has used the money to launch an anti-bullying foundation.
Wow.
She deserves a hand clap. Klein, 68, is a retired school bus monitor from Greece, New York, who received donations from at least 32,000 people online in less than 2 months after the taunting videos were posted on June 19th last year and received more than 8 million total views. Looking for something positive to do with a portion of the donation, she has created the Karen Klein Anti-Bullying Foundation. Thank you, Karen. I thought it would be a great idea, and I'm hoping this foundation will seriously help all these kids, Klein said. It's also not just the children. When your kids are being bullied, you should talk to an adult. When the adult is being bullied, I don't know who the heck they can talk to. That's why I want to help. Klein never planned on becoming a symbol of anti-bullying, but has embraced the role after her story received international attention. So she had never been bullied herself until this happened. I had no idea that this would come about, and I'm glad that it has. I didn't know they were taking the video. I heard these kids, but I didn't think it was going to be something like this. It's unreal. It really is. So, in the first phase of her foundation, Klein will be part of a road trip, the No Bully Tour. All right, going across the nation, starting in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And then she'll be going to the Pacers Center, Anti-Bullying Prevention Month. At each event, a free concert will be given for youth organizations, grade schools, and camps to spread anti-bullying messages. That is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Klein decided to create the foundation after meeting with Chris Suri, the senior director of Paintbox Labs, a New York-based organization that promotes cultural understanding. And she indicated to him that she would like to do something positive with the donations, you know, instead of people calling her and asking her for money. So
right.
She had no idea she was going to get all this money, and so many people were calling and asking her for money. Karen said, we felt if I had a foundation, it would stop those trying to get her money versus those with serious causes. So she and her daughters wanted to do something on a bigger scale than just having her retire and go away and have the 32,000 people wondering what happened to that woman and all the money that they donated. So the upcoming tour was an immediate way for the foundation to take action. Klein has already created T-shirts for the tour that say, "Be a buddy, not a bully." Amen. I love that.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Uh-huh. So again, to you, Karen Klein, we give a hand clap for your foundation and for the good that came out of a tragic event. So God bless you and your family for what you're doing. And I know it's definitely going to be a tremendous change and help for a lot of people, not only the youth, but like you say, for adults as well.
Yeah.
So with that, we've come to the end of our program, and we really had a good show today. For current events, oh my goodness, good discussion, very good. And I would like Brenda list one more time about your show. Tell them about your show this Friday at 3:30.
You can find us on Blog Talk Radio, and the name of the show is Film Conscious Feelings, and we talk about the different characters and the issues going on in the film and how that affects us psychologically, or if there's anything that's similar to what you may or may have not been going through. Basically, we talk about the film, but we can certainly talk about much more. This week coming up, we're going to be doing Identity Theft. Even though it is a comedy, well, it doesn't matter if it's comedy, horror, whatever. There's always some psychological aspect to do with who we are and how we are as human beings. And hopefully you can join us and share something about your life that might be similar or that you can understand, or about somebody you know and love or care about. So 3:30 on Friday, that's Pacific daylight time. So that would be according to where you live. Whether you're on the East Coast, which would make it 6:30.
6:30, okay. Yes, ma'am. And also, two reminders, Mercury retrograde June 26th, starting Wednesday to July 20th, and also to be sure and keep Mandela in your prayers this week. We are hoping the best for him. And thank you again for joining the show in the studio with Linus and Brenda. We will see you not next Sunday, but the following first Wednesday in July we'll be starting back every Wednesday psychic readings. So be sure and join us. That'll be at 3 o'clock on Wednesday starting in July from 3 to 4 every Wednesday. All righty, and with that, we're going to close the show out. I thank everybody for joining us today. Happy birthdays, everybody. And, Got a little happy there, Brenda.
All right, everybody, don't let your love go wrong.
Amen. And remember,
and what do you say,
Lenny? That to go with me, you got to grow with me.
There you go.
There you go. Amen. Love you, girl.
Have a great week, everybody.
See you next week.